thus with a kiss I die. These words from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet take on new meaning in the explosive romance between Dallas Townsend and Romeo Costa. Unlike the classic tale of star-crossed lovers, this modern retelling begins with calculated revenge and forced marriage rather than love at first sight. The book has taken TikTok by storm, with over 2 billion views under its hashtag, and celebrities like Taylor Swift and Margot Robbie have been spotted carrying copies. Its exploration of power dynamics, consent, and emotional vulnerability has sparked heated debates among romance readers, with many praising its subversion of the billionaire trope. What happens when a woman who values independence above all else is forced to marry a man who swore never to love again? The answer unfolds in a story where hatred might just be the first step towards something much more profound. Romeo Costa is a man with ice in his veins and revenge in his heart. When we first meet him at the Chapel Falls Royal Debutante Ball, he's already identified Dallas Townsend as his target. His plan is simple yet devastating. Publicly ruin the fiancé of Madison Licht, the man he despises, then force her into marriage. The execution is flawless. He lures Dallas to the Rose Garden with promises of rare shortbread and champagne, kisses her senseless, and then ensures they're discovered by the entire ball when a false wall collapses, revealing their intimate moment on what turns out to be a stage. "Ruined by shortbread," Romeo announces coldly to the shocked crowd, before proposing to buy what he's broken. The calculated cruelty of this moment sets the tone for their relationship. Dallas is mortified, her engagement to Madison Licht instantly destroyed, her reputation in tatters. Her father, seeing no alternative, agrees to the marriage. What makes this opening so compelling is how it subverts expectations. Romeo isn't the brooding billionaire with a heart of gold. He's genuinely cold, calculating, and willing to use Dallas as a pawn. His motivation isn't love at first sight, but business strategy. His father has given him an ultimatum to find a bride or lose the CEO position to his rival. For Romeo, marriage to Dallas is merely a transaction, a means to secure his corporate future while simultaneously striking at Madison Licht. The power imbalance is stark and uncomfortable. Romeo has all the cards, wealth, influence, and Dallas's reputation in his hands. Yet even in these early moments, we see glimpses of Dallas's spirit, her determination not to be a passive victim in Romeo's game. When he forces her to leave her family home with nothing but the clothes on her back, her sister Franklin manages to sneak her a suitcase, not of clothes, but of her precious Henry Plotkin book collection, a small act of resistance that foreshadows Dallas's refusal to surrender her identity. Dallas finds herself trapped in Romeo's 30,000-square-foot Italian villa on Dark Prince Road, a name as ominous as her situation. The mansion is a perfect metaphor for her marriage, beautiful, expansive, and utterly cold. Security cameras monitor her every move, and Romeo's staff reports her activities directly to him. Even in this prison of luxury, Dallas refuses to play the role of grateful captive. Instead of adapting to Romeo's world, she deliberately disrupts it. She stains his 200-year-old sofa with French dip while watching pay-per-view boxing she doesn't even enjoy, simply to waste his money. She refuses to buy clean clothes with the credit card he leaves her, instead wearing the same increasingly smelly nightgown for days. When Romeo finally returns after abandoning her for days, he finds his pristine home in deliberate disarray. This period of isolation reveals much about both characters. Romeo's absence demonstrates his view of marriage as a business arrangement that shouldn't interfere with his normal life. He expects Dallas to remain in her designated space, like a possession safely stored away. Dallas, meanwhile, uses this time to learn about her captor, ransacking his office at night and discovering crucial information. Romeo's exceptional business acumen, the pressure from his father to marry in exchange for the CEO position, and the Costa family's rivalry with the Lichts. The introduction of Hetty, Romeo's young, edgy chef with hot pink-tipped blonde hair and a lip ring, provides Dallas her first ally. Unlike the stuffy women Romeo typically escorts to events but never brings home, Hetty becomes Dallas's friend, cooking comfort food instead of the oatmeal and lean protein and leafy greens Romeo prefers. Their relationship highlights Dallas's ability to form genuine connections even in her isolation. Perhaps the most symbolic element of this section is Vernon's gift to Dallas, a special white rose bred to survive 6 months without sunshine, which he presents with the suggestion that it's the perfect amount of time to fall in love. Dallas scoffs at the idea, but preserves the flower anyway, noting that unlike Romeo, who crushed a flower beneath his heel, she doesn't want to kill something beautiful just because she can. The rose becomes a barometer for their relationship, its petals falling as their story unfolds. The relationship between Dallas and Romeo evolves through a series of power struggles, each attempting to gain the upper hand. When Romeo presents Dallas with a prenuptial agreement, she signs without resistance, her first display of rationality, which should have been a warning sign. Her compliance masks a plan to undermine him at every turn. Their physical attraction complicates matters immensely. Despite their mutual dislike, sexual tension crackles between them from their first encounter. Romeo establishes a no-sex rule, determined not to risk impregnating Dallas, yet he can't resist other intimate activities. This creates a unique dynamic where physical pleasure becomes another battleground for control. The whipped cream incident perfectly encapsulates their power struggle. After behaving impeccably at dinner with Romeo's parents, Dallas expects to pay her debt with sexual favors as Romeo demanded. Instead, she turns the tables, convincing him to let her tie him to the bed for a fantasy involving whipped cream. Once he's secured, she covers his naked body with whipped cream and leaves him bound and humiliated with the mocking words, "ruined by whipped cream," a deliberate echo of his "ruined by shortbread" humiliation of her. This incident reveals much about both characters. Romeo's vulnerability stems from his inability to resist Dallas physically, while Dallas demonstrates her resourcefulness and refusal to be subjugated. The aftermath is equally telling. Romeo retaliates by canceling her credit cards, locking away her books, removing all savory food from his home, and cutting off Netflix, cable, and internet. These petty punishments show his frustration at losing control. Their honeymoon in Paris marks another shift in their relationship. Despite Romeo's determination to maintain emotional distance, he can't resist Dallas physically. He pleasures her repeatedly in various Parisian locations, the Louvre, La Madeleine Church, even on a carousel, while carefully avoiding unprotected intercourse. This period creates an illusion of intimacy while maintaining the fundamental barrier between them. Romeo refuses to risk creating a child with Dallas, the one thing she desperately wants. The power dynamics shift again when Dallas throws a party at Romeo's mansion, inviting everyone he specifically avoids, including her ex-fiancé Madison Wicht. Romeo's fury at finding his blacklisted enemies throughout his home culminates in passionate, unprotected sex, the first time he breaks his own rule. This moment represents both Romeo's loss of control and Dallas's victory in breaching his defenses. Both Dallas and Romeo carry deep wounds that shape their behavior and fears. Romeo's traumatic childhood explains many of his peculiarities, his obsession with regular meals, hatred of noise, and instinct to fight. Sent to Milan at age 6, he was neglected by his aunt Sabrina, often left alone with minimal food. When Sabrina's boyfriend Gabe entered the picture, he took Romeo to fighting arenas where orphaned children fought for meals. Romeo learned to fight viciously just to eat, carrying a small tin container, now his gum case, to save food. This explains why Romeo always carries gum. It dulled his childhood hunger. His father eventually retrieved him, hiring nannies and threatening divorce if his mother didn't improve, but the damage was done. Romeo developed a deep-seated fear of dependency and vulnerability. As an adult, Romeo suffered another devastating betrayal when he discovered his fiancée Morgan in bed with his father. Senior smugly told Romeo this was what happened when choosing a working-class girl instead of someone from their social circle. Later, Romeo discovered Morgan had been paid by Madison to collect information about him, not just business secrets, but personal weaknesses. These twin betrayals cemented Romeo's determination never to love again or have children. Dallas's trauma is different but equally formative. When she was six, her four-month-old sister Victoria died of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. This loss fuels her passion for infant safety and her desire to have children of her own. Her father's patriarchal control over her life, arranging her engagement to Madison Licht without her consent, then trading her to Romeo when that arrangement collapsed, has made her fiercely protective of her autonomy. When Dallas confronts her father during his unexpected visit, she articulates her anger at his chauvinistic worldview and how he traded her to both Madison and Romeo without her consent. This confrontation represents Dallas reclaiming her narrative and refusing to be a passive object in men's transactions. The revelation of these traumas creates moments of genuine connection between Dallas and Romeo. When Romeo shares his childhood story, Dallas promises to always keep him fed and be a good mother to their future children. She tells him she hopes to have the key to his heart someday, unaware that she's already kicked down the door. The corporate intrigue between Costa Industries and Licht Holdings forms a crucial backdrop to Dallas and Romeo's relationship. Romeo's hatred for Madison Licht extends beyond personal rivalry into business competition. Costa Industries and Licht Holdings are competing for lucrative defense contracts, with Romeo determined to destroy Madison professionally as well as personally. Romeo orchestrates a devastating attack on Licht Holdings, revealing at a press conference that the company has disposed of toxic PFAS chemicals in Newsham, Georgia's water supply, causing cancer, depression, and other health issues in the blue-collar community. He condemns these actions while mentioning his Georgian wife and personal connection to the state, expressing shock that the Lichts would harm their own people. The $55 million donation he announces to affected residents is both a genuine humanitarian gesture and a brilliant PR move that tanks Licht stock by 50%. The corporate machinations extend to Romeo's relationship with his father, Senior Costa. Despite being the CFO of Costa Industries, Romeo must marry to secure the CEO position, a condition imposed by his father, who suffers from Friedreich's ataxia, a progressive nervous system disease. Their relationship is poisoned by Senior's betrayal with Morgan, with Romeo privately vowing to destroy everything his father loves once he gains control of the company. The business subplot culminates in a violent twist when Romeo is poisoned by his driver Jared, who was hired by Madison Licht for revenge. This attempted murder forces Romeo to confront his feelings for Dallas as he races home to her, knowing he might die. The poisoning represents the ultimate consequence of Romeo's ruthless business tactics. His enemies are willing to kill him rather than merely compete. This corporate backdrop adds depth to what might otherwise be a straightforward romance, highlighting how business and personal lives intertwine for the ultra-wealthy. Romeo's identity is so bound up in Costa Industries that he initially can't separate his worth from his corporate success. His eventual decision to leave the company after recovering from the poisoning represents a profound shift in his values. What begins as mutual hatred gradually transforms into something more complex as Dallas and Romeo discover each other's vulnerabilities. Their relationship evolves through several distinct phases, each marked by shifting power dynamics and deepening emotional connection. Initially, their physical relationship is strictly controlled by Romeo, who refuses to risk pregnancy through unprotected sex. This creates a unique dynamic where intimacy has clear boundaries. They engage in every sexual activity except intercourse. Romeo's rule represents his determination to maintain control and prevent Dallas from getting what she truly wants, a child and a genuine emotional connection. the Paris honeymoon marks their first period of sustained physical intimacy. Despite Romeo's cold emotional distance, he can't resist Dallas physically. He pleasures her in various Parisian locations while maintaining his rule against unprotected intercourse. This period creates an illusion of closeness while preserving the fundamental barrier between them. A significant shift occurs after Dallas throws her provocative party with Romeo's enemies. Their confrontation leads to their first instance of unprotected sex, representing Romeo's loss of control and Dallas's victory in breaching his defenses. Yet this physical surrender doesn't immediately translate to emotional vulnerability. When Romeo overhears Dallas telling her sister that she's only having sex with him to get pregnant so she can return to Chapel Falls, he's devastated. Though this was a lie Dallas told to protect herself from admitting her growing feelings, Romeo believes it confirms his worst fears about love and betrayal. He abandons Dallas during her illness, only returning when he learns her condition has worsened to pneumonia. Their reconciliation after this misunderstanding marks another evolution in their relationship. Romeo admits he wants Dallas, but still maintains emotional distance, forcing her to take medicine with clever distraction rather than genuine tenderness. When Dallas suggests they try actual dating, Romeo is confronted with his inexperience in genuine relationships. His previous arrangement with Morgan consisted mainly of financial support with minimal togetherness. The final transformation occurs after Romeo is poisoned. Facing death, he crawls to Dallas's room to confess his love. "I'm in love with you, Dallas Costa. I love every piece of you." This near-death experience strips away his remaining defenses, allowing him to acknowledge what he's been fighting all along, his deep love for Dallas. Throughout the novel, both Dallas and Romeo struggle with the risks of emotional vulnerability. Their initial defenses, his cold detachment, her rebellious sabotage, gradually give way to genuine connection, but this evolution comes at a significant cost. Romeo's fear of vulnerability stems from profound betrayal. After discovering his fiancée, Morgan, in bed with his father, then learning she was paid by Madison to spy on him, Romeo vowed never to love again. He views emotional attachment as weakness, telling Dallas explicitly that he'll never love her, despite believing she deserves love. His determination to avoid having children represents his ultimate defense against vulnerability. By refusing to create a family, he eliminates the risk of loving someone who might betray or abandon him. Dallas's vulnerability manifests differently. Though outwardly defiant, she secretly hopes each day to discover she's pregnant, knowing Romeo would consider it a curse. Her desire for a child represents her yearning for unconditional love and family, something her controlling father never provided. When she finally admits to herself that she's developing genuine feelings for Romeo, his rejection is crushing. "We may not be enemies anymore, shortbread, but we will never be lovers." The most poignant symbol of their struggle with vulnerability is the white rose Vernon gave Dallas, bred to survive 6 months without sunshine, supposedly the perfect amount of time to fall in love. As their relationship evolves, Dallas watches petals fall from the rose, marking the passage of time and the apparent failure of their love story. When Romeo is poisoned, the last petal falls, symbolizing their failed fairy tale. Yet vulnerability ultimately proves to be their salvation rather than their destruction. Romeo's near-death experience forces him to acknowledge his love for Dallas, while her desperate vigil at his hospital bedside reveals the depth of her feelings. "I love you more than everything in this life combined." In this moment of crisis, they both recognize that the risk of vulnerability is worth the potential for genuine connection. Romeo's ultimate gesture of vulnerability comes when Dallas discovers he rewrote his will, leaving her everything on the day after you threw a party in my mansion and forced me to move back in. This revelation stuns Dallas, who thought he hated her at that time. Romeo's confession, "I never hated you. I went from indifference to being petrified of what you might do to my heart to so disgustingly in love," represents his complete surrender to vulnerability. The transformation of Romeo and Dallas's relationship culminates in a gesture that perfectly encapsulates their journey from enemies to lovers. After recovering from his poisoning, Romeo surprises Dallas by renovating their entire mansion into a library with floor-to-ceiling bookshelves in every room, meticulously organized by genre, exactly as she would have wanted. This grand gesture represents Romeo's complete understanding of Dallas's true self. From the beginning, books have been Dallas's sanctuary. When forced to leave her family home, her sister smuggled her beloved Henry Plotkin collection rather than clothes. Throughout their tumultuous relationship, Dallas has sought refuge in reading, while Romeo has alternately used books as weapons, giving her finance textbooks instead of the romance novel she wanted, and peace offerings, waiting outside Barnes & Noble all night to get her a new Henry Plotkin release. The library transformation shows Romeo has finally embraced Dallas's identity rather than trying to change her. Instead of forcing her to adapt to his world, he has reshaped his world to accommodate her passions. This act of love demonstrates his growth from seeing Dallas as a possession to recognizing her as a partner whose happiness matters deeply to him. The epilogue, set a year after the library renovation, brings their story full circle. Dallas announces her pregnancy just 3 weeks after they resumed trying to conceive. The yellow fertility talismans given by Zach's mother have worked too well, bringing them the child they both now genuinely want. Romeo watches his wife joyfully sorting through the talismans, existing loudly, messily, unapologetically, just the way a woman loved is meant to bloom, like a rose in spring. This final image echoes Dallas's earlier observation that, unlike Romeo, who crushed a flower beneath his heel, she doesn't want to kill something beautiful just because she can. Their journey has transformed Romeo from someone who destroys beauty to someone who nurtures it, while Dallas has found the freedom to bloom fully in the security of genuine love. The library becomes the perfect metaphor for their relationship, a space that honors Dallas's identity while representing Romeo's transformation. Like the books that line its shelves, their love story contains multitudes: darkness and light, pain and pleasure, loss and redemption. It's a story that began with hatred, but blossomed, against all odds, into love. The evolution of Dallas and Romeo from bitter enemies to devoted partners represents a profound journey of personal growth and healing. Their story isn't a simple enemies-to-lovers tale, but a complex exploration of how two deeply wounded people can help each other overcome their traumas and find redemption. Romeo's transformation is particularly striking. He begins as a man determined never to love, using Dallas as a pawn in his revenge against Madison Licht. His cold demeanor masks deep wounds: childhood neglect and starvation, betrayal by his former fiancé and father, and a profound fear of vulnerability. Throughout the story, Dallas systematically dismantles his defenses, not through deliberate strategy, but through her authentic self. Her refusal to be controlled, her passion for books, her desire for family, and her ability to see beyond his carefully constructed facade. Dallas undergoes her own evolution from captive bride to equal partner. Initially focused on escaping or sabotaging her marriage, she gradually discovers genuine feelings for Romeo beneath her resentment. Her growth involves recognizing that independence doesn't preclude interdependence. She can maintain her identity while building a life with Romeo. When she finally admits her love for him during his poisoning crisis, it represents her acceptance that vulnerability isn't weakness but strength. Their journey is punctuated by moments of genuine connection amid the power struggles. When Romeo reveals his traumatic childhood, Dallas promises to always keep him fed. When Dallas shares her dream of having a house that's entirely a library, Romeo dismisses it at first, but later creates exactly that for her. These moments of authentic understanding gradually build a foundation for genuine love. The novel's exploration of consent and power dynamics adds depth to their relationship. Despite the forced nature of their marriage, Romeo consistently seeks Dallas's consent in their physical relationship. Even when angry, he never crosses that line, a crucial distinction that allows their relationship to evolve from coercion to choice. By the story's end, they're together not because of external pressure, but because they've chosen each other. The final image of Dallas existing loudly, messily, unapologetically, just the way a woman loved is meant to bloom, represents the ultimate triumph of their relationship. Romeo has created a space where Dallas can be fully herself, while she has helped him rediscover his capacity for love. Their journey from enemies to everything reminds us that sometimes the people who challenge us most profoundly are the ones who can help us heal our deepest wounds.